you for downloading this podcast from Victory Outreach Manchester. We pray that this message will bless your life as you listen.
That he who began a good work in you will carry on until completion, until the day of Christ Jesus. It says in another translation, it says, and I am certain that God, who began the good work within you, will continue his work until it is finally finished on the day when Christ Jesus returns. You know, there's something special about being confident. You know, there's something special when there's a man or a woman or a young boy or a young girl who is confident in the things of God. Because the world will tell you to be confident in many wrong things. The world will tell you to be confident in doing everything yourself and climbing the ladder yourself and achieving everything yourself. But how many know that God tells us to be confident in him? Because see, God will never, ever, ever let us down. See, the world system will let us down. Even as a parent, I'll let my children down. Even as my children, as a parent, they'll let me down, because there is one person that will never, ever, ever let you down, and that's Jesus. See, we are confident here in this ministry that God can transform a broken life. How many people's lives have been transformed by the power of Jesus Christ? Wave your hands. There ain't no shame in the gospel, amen. Wave your hands if you've been transformed, that God has done a work in your life. We are confident also that Jesus can break the chains of addiction. Amen. We are confident that if you put Jesus first in your life, he will always take care of you. I remember growing up, I wasn't a really confident person, but the minute I started taking drugs and the minute I started drinking, I became confident for the wrong reason. I was becoming confident of the substances that I took. They were giving me what I thought was a confidence, but how many know that it was a lie from the pit of hell? I remember getting into the men's home in 2004, and I graduated 18 months to the day on the 31st of July 2005, and I was given a certificate. And I remember getting presented that certificate, and it always stuck out in me. It always resonated in my spirit. It's one of my favorite scriptures when it says that being confident that he who began a good work in you will carry on until completion, until the day of Christ Jesus. See, I came through the men's home, and I was confident that God had broke the chains of addiction in my life. I was confident that his spirit would help me to be their good husband and to be a good father. And to be a minister, I was confident that I didn't need to go back to the old life, because he who started the work, he is faithful. See, it doesn't matter where you are today. It doesn't matter what your 2019 has looked like. But what matters today is what your 2020 is going to look like. Are you leaving this year discouraged? Are you finishing this year maybe on a down? But I want to tell you today that we need to start next year strong. We need to start strong next year. See, the God who began a good work within us continues throughout our lifetime, but it'll finish when we meet him face to face. See, the God who began the good work, we see it here in the ministry. It's funny enough that we've got the kids in that in the service. When we're usually having a service in here, how many know that our kids are getting down through there? If you saw our kids gang worship, they're on fire. They're praising God. They're jumping around. They're not matter what anybody's thinking. They're getting their praises down. Why? Because the same God that is working in the sanctuary is the same God that's working in the kids gang. It's the same God that's raising up the new gen. It's the same God that's created this wave that is going to take this nation by storm. That's the young people, the middle age, and even the old people. We've all got a part to play in this, but it takes a confidence knowing that Jesus is in control of our life. See, sometimes do you feel like you're not making progress in your spiritual life? But I want to assure you, and I want to bring you confidence this morning, that when God starts a project, God completes it. See, when God starts something, but the problem is sometimes that we want it to finish on our time. We sometimes want the microwave answer. We want it now. We want it now. We want it now. But sometimes God is saying you ain't ready for it now. You just have to be confident that if I've started that in you, I will be faithful to finish that. But you just need to be still and know that I am God. If I brought you out, I will bring you in into the next season of your life. See, we have to have a confidence that God will help us to grow in the grace. See, because the Bible says that His grace is sufficient for us. How many times have you tried to do something on your own strength? How many times have you tried to force doors open yourself? See, sometimes we have that make it happen mentality. But as long as God is telling you to make it happen by faith, but sometimes we can try to force the door open ourselves. When it's obvious God's not unlocked that door yet, but there you are, you're trying to shoulder it in. You're trying to break it in because you want it now, you want it now, you think you're ready for it now. But you ain't ready for it now. Because if you're ready for it now, guess what? You would have it. Because He is faithful. He is a faithful God. See, when you feel incomplete or unfinished or even distressed by your shortcomings, remember God's promises and provisions through the walk, your journey. If you were to look back and remember times where God has came through, remember times where God provided. Remember times when God opened a door for you. Remember times when God provided this and provided that for you. That's the things we have to hold on to. Because doubt will come in. Because doubt will always try to come in and cripple us. When we start doubting the things of God. Did God really say that? Did God really promise that? Yes, you have to go back and remember the stuff that you've wrote down. Remember the promises that God has given you. Remember the times that He spoke to you. When you're feeling down, when you're feeling discouraged, remember the times when God had spoken to you. See, there ain't no greatest thing than knowing that God is for you. See, when you know that God is for you, it doesn't matter what comes against you. It doesn't matter what people think or it doesn't matter what people say. Because when you have a confidence that God is for you, it doesn't really matter. But sometimes we have to go through some stuff last year. We had to go through some stuff, but you won't see the fruit of it until the next season of your life. See, you've had to go through some battles. You've had to go through maybe some dark times, maybe some lonely times, maybe some feeling of inadequacy times. And maybe you've been ready to throw in the towel. But I want to tell you today, don't throw in the towel, because 2020 is when you're going to see the fruit of your prayers, your fruit of your sacrifice, the fruit of your labor, the fruit where you've kept going, where you've kept going. It's the fruit that God wants to do. But sometimes we can allow our present condition to rob us of joy knowing Christ. Especially up to Christmas, especially at Christmas when there's that thing. I look at it at the schools and watching other kids at school. And when I drop my kids off at school and they're buying this for their kids and they're getting this for, and they're getting this. But oh, they're getting credit, just to keep up with the Joneses. But sometimes, you know what? We have to live what's right. We have to do what's right. We have to trust Jesus in every area, especially raising up our children. We have to trust Jesus that He knows best. And God will lead us and God will guide us and God will direct us. We hear in 2020, especially here, that the young people in this church is ready to explode. But I want to tell the young people something today. When the church explodes, what comes with explosion comes exposure. See, when something explodes, then there comes exposure. Then people will really see if you are who you say you are. Can you still pray when it's hard? Can you still thank you, Jesus, when people are coming against you? Can you still lift up your hands when you're feeling heavy? See, when there's an explosion, when there's a move of God, there's always exposure that people will really see if we are that confident in who the God that we serve. Or is it just words on our lips? Or are we walking and talking the things of God? See, sometimes you maybe get mocked at school or mocked at college or mocked at uni. Maybe people think you were crazy. But just look at the Bible. People thought Noah was crazy. People thought Noah was off his head. Look at Nehemiah when he started to build the wall. They started to mock him. They started to bring him down. But he had a vision from God. He was confident that he heard from God. And he wasn't going to listen to the ones that were bringing him down. He was only listening to the ones that were with him. See, there's going to be people in the next season that are going to drift away from you. You'll know who's with you in the next season of your life. You'll know who's with you in the hard times. You'll know who's with you in the tough times. You'll also know who's with you in the good times. See, Jesus was laughed and mocked and beaten. We even see here in this ministry in 1967, when Pastor Sonny Arganzoni got a heart to build a ministry for drug addicts and for their families. Imagine people laughed and mocked at him, saying, you're crazy, you're off your head. Who would start a church with drug addicts? Who would start? You can't trust them. They'll steal your chairs. They'll steal your carpets. They'll steal your sound. You can't start a church. But look at us now, over 50 years strong, building churches. Churches all over the world. Why? Because one man decided to be confident in the things of God. See, we see even here today, we've got Brother Tommy, a gangster on the streets of London. Everybody gave up on him. But look at him now, a gangster in South Africa on the streets. He should have been dead. He should have been buried. But Jesus says, no, be confident in me, that I who began a good work in you will carry on until completion, until the day of Christ Jesus. How are people going to preach about your life? How are people going to speak about you? What are people going to mention you in their messages? Look at brother such and such. When everything was coming against them, he was confident and he went forward. Look at that sister over there. She's on fire for God. That every time the enemy tried to put that fire out, she even got even more on fire for God. Is that you this morning? See, we have to be confident on the things of God. We have to be confident. The reason why you're going to be blessed in 2020 is because you never gave up in 2019. You know, there's many people going to lose out in the blessing in 2020 because you've gave up in 2019. That you threw the towel in. Enough is enough. God's not answered the prayer yet. I've not conceived that child yet. That perfect man or that perfect woman's not came yet. God's not provided for me yet. And you're ready to throw in the towel. But I believe today that God wants to throw the towel back at you. I believe today that God wants to throw the towel back at you. Because 2020 is going to be your year. 2020 is going to be the year where prayers get answered. 2020 is going to be the year that your children are going to be saved. 2020 is going to be the year that your family are going to be saved. 2020 is going to be the year that God provides that promotion for you so you could bring honor to him in the field of expertise that he's gifted you in. See, 2020 is going to be your year. I love what it says in Romans 8 verse 28. It says, and we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them. See, you might not understand it. You might be struggling in it. You might be facing it. But as long as you trust Jesus in it, he will work it out for his honor and for his glory. See, we have to trust him. I love what David says in Psalm 23, verse 3. He says, he renews my strength. He guides me along the right path, bringing honor to his name. See, we have to trust God in whatever season you may be in right now. I know I've got my 2020, my oldest daughter, Naomi, she'll be going to high school. And for as a dad, I was thinking, wow, my little girl's going to high school. So I've already started to look in my cupboard for my steel toe cap boots. Because I told her for the first 3 months, I'll walk you to school. And I'll stand at the gate and I'll make sure that everybody knows that I'm your dad. I'm only kidding, and I've not got steel toe cap boots. We don't do that. I trust Jesus that he'll protect my child at school. See, we have to trust Jesus that he'll look after our kids at school. That the angels will surround them, the blood will cover them, and the love that's going to be in their hearts will compel them. And we'll see revival in the schools because of our children stepping up and rising up in 2020. Why? Because they're confident That God who starts a work in them will finish it. You might be confused, you might be doubting, you might be in fear. But you just have to trust Jesus, that he knows best. Psalm 9 verse 10 says, those who know your name trust in you. For you, O Lord, do not abandon those who search for you. See, we need to be at that place where we have that relationship, where we know Christ, where we're confident in the things of Christ, that nothing will shake us. Because how many know that the world want to shake us of the things that we believe? They'll try and divert us off the path of God. They'll try and divert us off the call of God for our life. They'll try and pollute our children. They'll try and pollute our marriages. They'll try and pollute our families. But how many know that God is looking for families that will stand up? They're looking for men and women that will stand up. They're looking for young people that will live according to the word of God, that will stand up, that won't be shaken, that won't be diverted, that will know the truth because the truth has already set them free. And this afternoon, I want us to look at two things quickly. And the first thing is that we have an assurance. We have a certainty. See, Apostle Paul said it. He said, I am certain that God who began. See, Apostle Paul had a certainty. He remembered the time on the road to Damascus when he was heading to persecute the Christians. See, Apostle Paul wasn't always a Christian, a man of God. See, Apostle Paul had a testimony. So he knew, he was confident. He remembered when God knocked him off that horse and God started to reveal himself to him. Then God started to give him his marching orders. See, we have to remember maybe last year you had an encounter with the Lord, or maybe previous years that you've had an encounter with the Lord, but stuff's came in. You've allowed stuff to come in. You've allowed doubt to come in. You've allowed fear to come in. You've allowed circumstances to come in. You've allowed maybe sickness to come in. But see, Apostle Paul, he remembered what it was like. He remembered being on that horse and the Lord knocking him off the horse. See, sometimes the problem is that the Lord knocks us off the horse, but we get back on it. See, sometimes the Lord knocks us off that horse because he wants to reveal certain things to us. But because of pride, we want to get back on the horse and we want to ride it our way. We want to do it our way. We want to make it happen our way. But it takes the Lord knocking us off that horse again. See, 2019, some of you have been riding that horse again. Some of you have been riding that horse again. You've been trying to work it out. You've been trying to make it happen. You've been trying to do it. But more and more that Jesus wants to reveal himself, because there's a call of God on your life for 2020. There's a vision that he's given you. There's dreams that he's given you. There's stuff that he's showed you. But because of whatever, you've allowed it to be dampened out. You've allowed your vision to become blurred. But God wants to open your eyes again. He wants to open your eyes again and tell you that the best is yet to come. See, the Lord wants to give you an assurance right now that it ain't over. That as long as you've still got breath, it ain't over. The best days are ahead. The promises of God are yes and amen. See, when David stood before Goliath, he had an assurance that God would knock him out. See, he had an assurance when all the trained men, didn't want to step up to the battle, along comes David, confident in the things of God, knowing if God had positioned him in that place, then God would give him the victory in that place. See, wherever God wants to place you, God wants to give you the victory in that area. No matter where it is, God wants to give you the victory. See, I love the story in the one of my favorite stories in the Bible, well, they're all my favorite stories, but you know what it's like, we've all got favorite ones. In the book of Acts chapter 3, when Peter and John were going to the temple for a time of prayer, there was a blind man sitting there and he was begging. He was begging for money. He was begging for money. He'd settled for where he was at. How many people have settled for where they're at in 2019? That you have no confidence that things are going to change. You've listened to the lies of the enemy. You've listened to the lies of other people. You maybe have even listened to the lies of your family. And you've gave up and you've just sat there. But I love what happens in this story, that when Peter and John are walking, it says, when he saw Peter and John about to enter, he asked them for money. Peter looked straight at him, as did John. Then Peter said, "Look at us." So the man gave him his attention, expecting to get something from them. Then Peter said, "Silver or gold I do not have, but what I do have I give you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Walk." Taking him by the right hand, and he helped him up instantly. Instantly, the man's feet and ankles became strong. He jumped to his feet and began to walk. Then he went into the temple courts, walking and jumping and praising God. There is people in here that you've settled. There's people in here that you've parked up. There's people in here that you have just accepted for what's happening in your life. And I believe today that the Lord wants to take you up with the right hand. He wants to pick you up. He wants to get you back on your feet. He wants you to get your praise back on. He wants you to get your worship back on. He wants you to get to that place of prayer again. Because how many know that praise is a weapon? That prayer is a weapon. That we don't need to settle for it. We don't need to accept it. We don't need to come under it. We just need to get up, get back on our feet, and start praising the one that saved you in the first place, the one that healed you in the first place, and the one that restored you. See, that's what we need to do. As a church, we've got the assurance that 2020, we've heard so many good words. 2019, we slayed the giants. 2019, we tamed the promised land. We went in. We done the giants in. The giants were our bread. How many people enjoyed eating the giants? The giant of insecurity, the giant of depression, the giant of self, the giants. We destroyed the giants this year. But how many know that there's still more ground to be took? We also heard the messages on building the strong foundation. We're ready. We've got everything that we need for 2020. We just need to walk in it. We've been given everything we need. We've heard the messages. We've got the word. We've got the same spirit that rose Christ from the grave. Well, we should be ready. I don't know about you, but I'm ready for 2020. See, 2019 is not going to define me. 2020 is what's going to make me. See, we need to be ready. We need to be confident that God's preparing you for something great. And also, God's with you in the process. See, God's with us in the process. Kids, we need to understand that God is with us in the process. Young adults, we need to understand that God is with us in the process. It says in Joshua 1 verse 9, it says, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." That's an assurance that we have today. That's a knowing that God's with us in the process. Isaiah 41 verse 10 says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, I will help you, and I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." That's promises that we can take into the next season of our life. That's promises from the Word of God for you and for me and for us as a church, that we know, where we have an assurance, that we have a confidence, that we can be strong, that we can be courageous, that we don't need to be frightened, that we don't need to come under it, because He'll strengthen us, He'll help us, and He will uphold us. We just need to keep walking. We just need to keep walking. We just need to keep walking, taking ground. Keep walking, keep trusting God. Keep trusting God, yeah. No one said it's going to be smooth. No one's ever promised. It doesn't say your walk will be smooth. It says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. See, it doesn't promise that our walk's going to be smooth. But one thing it does promise us, that whatever we face, He's with us. Whatever comes against us, He's with us. Whoever speaks against us, He is with us. Whatever the report the doctor says, He is with us. No matter what faces us, he promises us that he is with us. I love what Jesus says in Matthew 28, verse 20. It says, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you, and behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. It's a promise. But the problem is that sometimes we take our eyes off him. We take our eyes off him. We start looking at self. We start looking at other people, comparison. Start comparing. Why is that person blessed and I'm not? Why is that person getting this and I'm not? But he just asks that we just keep our eyes on him. That we keep our eyes on him this season. That we finish this season strong. That we finish this season equipped. That we finish this season ready. Because 2020 is a new decade. It's a new beginning. It's going to be amazing. As long as you keep walking and keep trusting and keep believing, then you know what? God will do the rest. You're on a journey, but there will be ups and downs. There will be bad days. There will be ups, there will be downs. There will be times that you feel discouraged. There will be times that you feel down. There will be times that you can't be bothered getting up in the morning to pray. There is times that you'll feel like you can't be bothered reading your Bible, that you've not got any strength. There will be times like that. But it's what you do in those times. It's what you do in the hard times. Because everybody can praise God when everything's going well. Everybody can shout hallelujah when everything's going great. But where's your hallelujah when you're going through a trial? Where's your praise to God when you ain't got no energy? Where's your praise the Lord when your bank accounts, you don't even go there? Where's your praise the Lord? Where's your praise the Lord when people are coming against you? Where's the praise the Lord when things are happening at school? Where's the praise the Lord when things are happening at college? Where's your praise the Lord? Because that's where your confidence is. That he's promised us, that he's told us that he'll be with us. And as we get ready today to do an altar call and ready to finish today as Pastor Randy comes back up for the keyboard, I really believe today that we have to finish strong by leaving some stuff in 2019. Because there's some stuff that God doesn't want you to carry into the next season. There is some stuff that God has no place for in the next season of your life. There is stuff that maybe you've been discouraged, or maybe you've been struggling, or maybe that this year's just been a crazy mad year for you. Maybe there's been disappointment. Maybe you've been hurt. Maybe you've been let down. But God knows. He knows the struggles. He knows the fears that you've been facing. He sees the tears at night. He knows the stuff that you think about. And the stuff that you overthink about. And the stuff that you overthink about. He sees the pain. He sees the discouragement. You might have even had loss in your life this year. He sees your pain. He sees your tears. But he loves you. He loves you everlastingly. He loves you. He loves you, and he wants you to know that today, that he loves you. That you don't need to fight this battle alone. That he is with you. That we can be confident that he who began the good work, because it was a good work that he started. It was a good work. And he will carry on until completion. He will. Because he said that. Man will let you down, but God will never, ever, ever let you down. Where's your hope at today? Who's your eyes on today? As we stand to our feet today, and as the worship team come back up, and we just close our eyes just before I open this altar, When I was praying this morning and I was going over this message and I was meditating on this stuff this morning, I believe the Lord was showing me that there was many people in the church that are discouraged. That they're discouraged. Discouraged because maybe you've been let down. Discouraged maybe because the prayer's not been answered. Discouraged where it's just not worked out. And I believe that the Lord was saying to me this morning to tell you that it's going to be all right. That it's going to be all right. That today is the day where you come and you leave that discouragement at the altar. Today is the day where you come and you leave that doubt and that fear at the altar. Because there's an opportunity for you today and an opportunity for me, myself also, that we can come and we can leave what we need to leave here, because this is our last Sunday together. Yes, we have our New Year's Eve celebration on Tuesday night, but this is our last service as a family. And if you've been discouraged over this last year, or you've been discouraged, I want you to come to the front and I want you to start laying it down at the front. I want you to come and start laying down your discouragement at the front.
Victory Outreach Manchester is a family in the city, and we are here for you. Visit us every Sunday at 10 a.m. and 12 p.m. or go to vomanchester.org for more information.